Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After receiving from Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast it to all your contacts so these blessings can reach more people. Welcome also to Saturday, the first day in March, 2025. The first day in the month is not an ordinary day. Spiritually, it defines all the other days in the month. So open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. This month is your month. Thank God for the blessings throughout January and February. This month will take you to a new level. It is our month of divine speed, so you will not be held down by anything. Each month comes with good and evil. The evils and the horrors of this month shall never be your portion. The Bible says, only good news shall be heard in the tabernacle of the righteous. That is you. That is your family. Say amen. New month, new things. So, let's do this prophetic action. Take a new thing, a new item around you there. If you can, then you will raise it up for me to bless it. A new item. If you have it, please bring it. Remember, Jesus requested for a new donkey on which no man ever sat. Hold up that one new thing. I pray. I speak over your life. May new blessings burst out for you this new month. I prophesy brand new opportunities of possibilities, new ideas for progress, new vision for greater height, new destiny helpers, new sales, multiple buyers and customers, letter of introduction, promotion, recommendation, and approvals are all coming for you this month. Do this also. Do it gently. Jump up three times where you are. Gently. Three times in the third month. Three. I prophesy you will go up in life, in all your pursuit and assignment, in all your journeys and programs this month. Up and up only. Never coming down. Never coming down. Always going up in Jesus' name. Say amen. Now, let me bring you into this prayer. What are the new things you desire from God this month? Mention them quietly where you are in prayer. Say, oh Lord, this new month, I desire this and this and this. Describe your miracle, either for yourself, your children, and your other loved ones. Say it. Say it. He said, that which I hear you say, that will I do. TPGF and listeners, say something to God. What new things, what new breakthroughs, what new territories you want to cover in this month? Say, take it. Say it. Do you want to take new territories? You want to have new breakthroughs? Say it. He is hearing you and he will listen and answer. I prophesy, your desires shall be fully delivered. In the country where you are, in the institution and the industry, in the office and the marketplace, you shall move to a new level. No one advances sitting down. So if you can do this, stand up and take three steps forward. Yes, three steps forward prophetically. One, two, three. I prophesy, forward ever and backward never. No power or force on earth will stop your progress this month. In Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, welcome to your month of the miraculous, the month of total turnaround. March 1 celebrant, lay your right hand on your chest as I pray your body prayer for you. You are crowned for success. You will live long and fulfill destiny in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now, listeners, let's take some issues that time will allow us to take for teachings and enlightenment. First one, Lisa, can you organize a day program for widow and widowers that wants to marry? Some are dying in silence and don't know how to approach someone for marriage, while some are engaging in fornication. Hope this program will enable them to choose among themselves and stay in good relationship with God Almighty. Thank you, sir. Wow. There have been some requests from other members concerning what you have just said, even from the singles. Much as we know that there is a need in that direction. Issues about marriage are very delicate, personal and critical. Marriage should start with meeting each other, relationship develop, friendship, conviction, then they take it on from there. A one-day convergence or conference, as you suggest, cannot do that, since it is not going to be all of you stand up, move around, and choose who you like. That would be artificial, that would be mechanical, and that would be carnal. My counsel to widows and widowers is believing is to belong to a good church, Bible-believing, teaching, practicing, and growing church, where you have some social equals. Like you said, there are widowers praying to also have fellow widows, vice versa. Such connection and relationship are easier where there is a regular meeting, like a form of church, NGOs, or other organization. Now, then above all, prayers to God for divine direction. Widows and widowers should also look cheerful, put the past behind them, no matter how painful, and be lively, loving, caring, and full of life. Let them also be serving in the church where they are. The home going or the loss of one spouse should not be the end of life. Please put widowhood behind and live a full life. Next, good afternoon, Daddy. Please, I need your advice. My sister just discovered that she's pregnant, while another lady is also pregnant for her fiancé. The issue is, the other lady was pregnant, but she did not tell the man until the man went to tell her his intention to withdraw. Then he came out and opened up. Now, the family already know the other lady, and they are insisting that he should go ahead to marry her. But he's insisting he loves my sister. What do we do, sir? Wow. All of us on this platform should realize that this is a Bible-based and Bible-driven commission. I am a pastor, servant of God's Most High. So, we teach morals here. We teach truth and godliness. How can your sister be pregnant for a man she's not formally married to, who also got someone else pregnant at the same time? To me, that's the unbeliever's market they are in. We don't do so or such thing in the kingdom that we belong to. That man is a grade one fornicator, sleeping with ladies that comes his way. Your unbeliever, your sister too, is an unbeliever. So they are in a different world from ours. Tell your sister to get born again and belong to a good church for our spiritual growth. Hope you too, you are a genuine child of God. A true child of God does not get pregnant for an unbeliever who has not formally come forward to ask for her hand in marriage and receive family approval and family blessings. I don't know what you can do, sincerely, since they are both unbelievers dealing with themselves in an ungodly way. Maybe the randy man will end up having the two of them around him as wives. Let all young ladies learn from this. The man claimed he loves your sister. What a big lie. He's only enjoying her body. Your sister played cheap, and she's now facing the consequence. Next, good evening. I was in a relationship with a guy for a while, but later realized he had anger issue. Both families knew each other during the courtship. I ended the relationship because he has extreme anger problem. He is still trying to connect back, but I refuse. His mom still keeps in touch with me, even after the breakup. Please, sir, what counsel can you give me on how to cut off from the mom? Wow. Thank God for you. I am proud of you. You are a great daughter. To have seen trouble and heartbreak ahead, and you quickly run away. Ladies, do not marry a man who cannot control his anger, even at courtship. That marriage will be abusive and toxic, can even take your life in the process. Anger is a little madness. A high-tempered man can kill when he's under the anger madness fit. Yes, the mom is only acting just like any other mom, but she will not live in that marriage with you, which is a hot-tempered son. And of course, she will soon get old and eventually pass away. It is you that will face the music. What you won't eat, you don't smell. Stop picking mom's call. In fact, block her. Not out of disrespect, but to save your own life and destiny. The devil can use the mom to pull you back to what you have already said you are running away from. Please close that window. Desperate issue requires desperate action. Block her. Let her not reach you again. Block also the anger-possessed man. Let God bring you a husband material that will add value to your life rather than devastate your heart or eventually kill you one day under the feet of anger. Listeners, hope we are getting one or two things to add to what we already know on this platform. Please send this to your contact, someone you know. Let these insightful teachings and words of wisdom also bless someone around you. Parents especially, connect your children to TPGF platform. Don't let them suffer what you suffered out of lack of a teacher or a mentor. Let God use this platform to mentor them for you. Now, hope we joined the crossover vigil last night, and I believe you are blessed. Join us monthly, the last day of the month. Now, is your communion ready? After blessings, you pray over it and you will take it. Have you subscribed to our YouTube platform since I started explaining it? Very easy. Take your phone, open your YouTube, and search for The Real Femi Emmanuel. You will see it. Subscribe and turn on notification. Also on your Facebook at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Please like. Do so. I will see your portrait and your picture on my screen. When you subscribe to YouTube, then I will pray directly into your life, prophesying to you every day. That is spiritually powerful. Month has ended. Don't let payment of tithe, corporate and personal tithe, be difficult for you. And then this month, we are doing 3, 3, 3, 3. As many trees as you can sow. Do so with faith, giving thanks to God. Take the communion and let me pray over it for you. I bless the cup. I bless the flesh. As you eat and drink, everything you connect it to shall become your testimonies. You will be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Please pray more on the communion. And when you are done, eat and drink. Your miracle starts now. I speak to everyone's life. God bless you this new month. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great month. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.